So, Juno Jive tournament, how many matches overall did you get for your varsity team?
Yeah, we ended up getting 9 matches over the weekend, 4 on Friday and 5 on Saturday with the double elimination bracket that we ended up going into. But overall, good weekend, lots of things for us to work on throughout the rest of the season, which our season's still pretty young. But pulled off some very impressive wins, ended up splitting with Juno. I took a set off of Juno, which was really good for us, and then got to see a lot of our other 2A teams at this tournament as well. So really good overall weekend. Definitely some things to work on. Some fatigue kind of kicked in, a lot of games, starting at 8:30 in the morning and getting off the floor at about 9 at night. So it's a long day for him.
Okay. Did you end up in A bracket, B bracket? Where were you?
Yeah, we ended up in the top bracket. All the teams ended up in the top bracket and then finished 5th overall out of 7 teams. So we would like to have finished higher in the overall bracket, and we pulled off some very impressive wins in pool play, and then met up with a Klowoch and Craig team. We had them on the ropes a lot of the times, had game point on a lot of them, and kind of just let them sneak a game here and there away from us. So just kind of working to finish games when we get up that high. So we've got an older crew age-wise, but a young crew experience-wise at this varsity level this year. But some really good things and lots of stuff that we found out that we need to work on too.
Individual standouts for you?
Yeah, a lot of individual standouts. Allie Davis was pretty consistent all weekend long. She also made the all-tournament team. Brooklyn Dormer, Tatum Hagerman on the all-academic team as well. But our defensive specialist did a nice job of digging a lot of balls up from some very big hitters. When we play Thunder Mountain, they are a very, very good team. Probably the best Thunder Mountain team I've seen in their history. So a really good team there. But our defensive specialists held their own. Sage Johnston, Brooklyn, Tatum, and Aaliyah Felizardo did well. Miranda Nielsen had a good weekend. Kennedy Khan and Kaylee Simbahan had some really good blocks this weekend, making some hitters change what they do. And Heather Berkeley served tough. Julie Olsen running our offense as well. So a lot of good things from a lot of our players all over the place.
So what's up next?
Yeah, we've got a weekend off. It's good. Nice little break for them. So fine-tune a lot of individual skills this week. And then we head to our first conference seeding tournament next week in Skagway. So it'll be good. The conference looks pretty even across the board. So it's going to be very interesting. Seeding might not matter a whole lot this year at the region tournament.
All right. Yeah. So nice to have a little time off to recoup and get ready.
Yep. Get healthy, get some rest, catch up on some homework as well. And they get a rare day off today for them, but that'll be good for them to catch up and see family after traveling for 2 straight weeks. So it'll be good.